You want what for Christmas? Hell no. What you mean, is this all we got? That's it.
It's Christmas time in the Montgomery home. Daddy's acting all crazy again. Mama got herself a bloody nose. Daddy slapped her in the face again. Why they always gotta fight so much? Damn. Mama face swole. Me and my bros in a panic state. If that's the case, yo, I can't just stay around this. Everything was fine, we just had dinner. We got all the He-Mans, Battle Cat, Adam, and Cringer. Even Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain. Now we sitting listening to y'all argue about how y'all plan this day. And y'all just admitted to us Santa fake. So Kid Fishes just ran away pouting. Now I gotta go and console him. He wasn't nothing but a spoiled little boy then. Little naive with an innocent cry. All he ever wanted to do was fit in with us. And y'all bought him a pair of fake Timberlands and put him in a real Timberland box. I'd never forget them boots, they was called Rugged Outbacks. Mama went and found him at Payless and made us promise not to say nothing. And Pop came in like he ain't know nothing about it. Like, Judy, you gon' send that boy out in public like that? He'll be just fine. These kids ain't about to be looking down at his feet for no treat. And she really meant that. Meanwhile, this little arrogant nigga called himself stunting on me and Greg with him talking about where y'all Tim's at. But he was too young to detect sarcasm, so we was like, nigga, where your Tim's at?
It's Thanksgiving in the Montgomery home. Greg just came in here drunk again. Now mama trying to cover for him. She afraid my daddy gonna punch him again.
Why you gotta get drunk so much? Damn. I wish you would just stay where you was at instead of coming home all rude and disrespecting all of father rules and shit. Man, the mood to switch, me and Vicious Plan Connect 4, our favorite movie just came on the tube in this. Ironic, it's Bloodsport and I'm looking at Frank Dukes and shit, thinking you should split. Before daddy come down these stairs at his basement and see you wasted. But he just cut me off like, that nigga ain't gon' do shit. But the truth is this, he couldn't whoop my dad even if he was sober. I know cause he tried once, ended up unconscious, a broke arm and a toothless chip. My big bro got a lot of emotional problems, he feel that we was all abused as kids. He saw mama get dragged down all kind of stairs like a rag doll when he was two. And this is back when daddy used to sniff cocaine, po' thing. He had to be subjected to this when he gets drunk, he gets to losing it. He gets the illusion that he gon' protect us all from the big bad wolf. Stand up to him and prove some shit. But all he really doing is stressing mama, got it going. Boy, you know your daddy up there sleep. The food is ready, why don't you stop making all this noise and just let him stay asleep.
The turkey's done in the Montgomery home. Dad has just been awakened again. Greg is making all kinds of noise. Dad is on his way angry again.
Who is that making all that goddamn noise?
Not me.
Greggy, get up here. You been out there drinking again? What the fuck I tell you about coming to my house with this disrespectful shit, nigga? Where the fuck you done been? I'm thinking to myself, Greg, please don't say nothing stupid, man. Every time my daddy in his drawers and he's standing in the hallway mad at somebody, I swear to God he got the same strength as Superman. My brother turn around and just walks in the kitchen without even giving an answer, with his back to him, like, I ain't gotta talk to you, nigga. Nigga, you don't hear me talking to you? Next thing my brother did is something that when it comes to my father, it's something you just don't do. He looked him right in his eyes and he asked him, what the fuck is you gonna do? My father hit him so hard his body hit the stove, the oven dough hit the fucking floor, the turkey fell out the oven hole and landed near the stairs. Now daddy standing over Greg talking about, nigga, you ain't hurt, get up, get up. Then here come Vish talking about, dad, I don't think you gon' get up. Then mama went damn near hysterical. She called the police came, neighbors was all in the street watching the cops taking my father out in handcuffs. Damn, man, that shit was real embarrassing. To all my friends I grew up with, who grew up fatherless, I know through me you live vicariously. I want you to know that we ain't no better than you or yours, we all needed therapy. We care about each other more than we care about if anybody understands us. What I'm trying to say is fuck you and happy holidays from the Montgomery family.
Every man reaches that point in life.
We don't wanna make excuses no more.
Life took me on a roller coaster ride. I've been up, I've been down, all the whippings and my daddy gave. Took me on highs, turned around and then took me on lows. Oh, that I think about it, I use that shit as fuel. Then I changed it and now can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? That I'm a grown man with power, yeah. Let me use that, yeah. If
you was raised in a strict home like me, felt alone like me, and it gave you power. You can do it too, just look at me. See, I'm a grown man with power. Yeah, everybody say yeah. If you don't know the meaning of abuse, if you've been through so much and nothing nobody can do to you, now can't you feel it? I'm a runaway who somehow became a grown man with power. Do it too. If I can do it, use it. I was a runaway. I was a runaway. It's nothing none of y'all can do to me. Do to me.
When you were a child growing up with granddad and granny, did you really feel like granddad was a good father to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All my friends, daddies was walking out on them left and right. You know, he never left us. He was always there for us. A lot of things that happened that I didn't understand. Maybe I might not have answered the question the same way when I was a teenager, but I understand and appreciate him so much more now as a man, you know, because he taught me respect and discipline and consequences for your acts. So yeah, of course.
Do you think his approach as a father really shaped the type of father that you are today? Or do you in some ways think it had negatives to it? And if so, what kind of negative traits do you try to avoid having as a father right now to me?
When you have your own, you'll understand.